There are many ways of practicing Vipassana. Here at IRC, the primary way is to have, the way it's taught, is to have an anchor for the practice, for the awareness, so it doesn't drift off easily and float away easily into the clouds of thoughts. Jump onto the train cars of thoughts. And the most common anchor we recommend is breathing. Partly because the breathing is always going on. Partly because it's a rhythm and movement. And the art of learning how to ride the rhythms of breathing, stay close in such a way that it supports the mind to see clearly and for the mind to relax, become quieter or more peaceful. And so we don't want to then be looking at the breath or being with the breath in a way that does the opposite, that makes us more tense or more agitated in our thoughts. And so that gives us a guideline for maybe how we can find our way with awareness. What is the awareness that helps us be more at ease and quieter, riding on the comings and goings of breathing? And whereas breathing can be the anchor or the default, if you don't know what to pay attention to, you could always go to the breathing. We also teach here that anything in our experience is a proper place for mindfulness. And to make it kind of uncomplicated as possible, if something is more pronounced or more predominant, more compelling in your experience than the breathing, then it's fine to let go of the focus on breathing and bring your attention to the present moment expression of this other thing that's stronger. And we'll talk more about that as we go through in different things, like with emotions tomorrow and thinking the next day. But because it's helpful in beginning a retreat to keep it simple, today I'm going to add to the mix the body. Breathing is part of body mindfulness. But if there's other sensations in your body that seem to be more pronounced, prominent, more compelling for you, then you can let go of breathing, the focus on it, and make this other sensation in your body more of the focus. And always, how you're aware is part of the art. If you're spending too much time boring into your experience as if you're going to penetrate it and discover something or get rid of it, that maybe is not a very conducive way of meditating. Instead, what's a way of being with physical embodied experience, where the how is useful, the how we're aware, where the how is relaxed, conducive to clear seeing, clear knowing, conducive to a simplicity of awareness. So I'd like to offer you an exercise in mindfulness of the body that maybe can help you discover for yourself how this can be done. And the exercise begins by bringing your attention into maybe your dominant hand. And to feel the sensations in that hand. Perhaps there's tingling, pulsing, perhaps there's warmth and coolness, maybe on the skin, maybe inside. Maybe there's the contact of the hand against some other part of your body. Maybe it comes with a little bit of pressure or softness or warmth or maybe you feel the weight of the hand. Maybe you know the hand touches something else. And some of the sensations of the hand might be pleasant. Some might be unpleasant. The sensations in the hand might vary where in the hand the attention is. Some sensations occur in the back of the hand that are different than the palm of the hand. Or in the fingers. Maybe one or two fingers have more sensations than the others. You have an ability to sense sensations in your hand. Remarkably, sensing and the sensations occur at the same time. They occur almost as the same thing. If there's a sensation, there is sensing. And you don't do the sensing. It's not like you're making it happen. And to feel how the dance of sensations arise and pass in the hand. And then noticing how you're aware. Are you aware reluctantly? Are you aware assertively and pushing, trying hard to do it right? Is there liking and not liking of the exercise that influences how you're aware? Are you aware more from the control tower in the head, thinking about it, analyzing it? Or is the awareness more resting in the hand, resting in the sensing? Chances are that you're experiencing a lot more sensations in the hand in this exercise than if your attention wasn't directed to your hand. Probably the sensations are always there, but awareness brings it to life in a certain way. A fuller, richer experience of the hand with all the different sensations that are there. Experimenting with a relaxed awareness, like it's almost as if it's in the hand. Receptive. An awareness which is allowing the sensations of the hand to be there. The sensations of the hand, just the feeling them. Maybe at the same time you can have a sense that there's no boundaries to the hand, no edges. Maybe no edges to the sensations. A kind of spaciousness and softness around the sensations, around the experience of the hand. And now, continuing the exercise, I'll direct your attention to another part of your body. And when you move your attention there, move it in a calmly, maybe slowly, gently, almost as if the awareness can gently land in that spot. Plant itself in the middle of it. So move your attention to some place in your body where you feel something uncomfortable. Maybe not the most uncomfortable sensation. And feel this uncomfortable sensation in the body. in the way that you felt the hand. Being close to the place where sensing and sensations occur together. In that area of your body, what are the different sensations that are present? Maybe not all of them are uncomfortable. Noticing how you're aware. Because it's uncomfortable, maybe there's a tightening, a tensing, a resistance. Sometimes in a sense of attacking something, it's uncomfortable. Can you shift how you're aware so it's relaxed? So that you sense directly the experience in and of itself. How the body experiences as opposed to how your reactions experience it. Moving your attention once more in a calm, gentle way, landing gently into the middle of breathing, becoming aware of the sensations of breathing, maybe in a particular area of your body. A small area or broad area. And that area where you experience the body breathing. Feel that the way you felt your hand. Noticing how you're aware. Is awareness of breathing fleeting? You wander off away easily. If so, maybe you can relax your thinking mind and relax awareness into breathing. Maybe there can be a receptivity to the sensations of breathing in the very locale where those sensations occur. Some of the sensations of breathing appear and disappear. They're soft and fluid, wave-like. And awareness rides on top of the shifting and changing soft sensations of breathing. Finally, if some sensations of your body become more predominant, compelling than breathing, continue this exercise on your own. Let go of the breathing and bring your attention to that part of your body until it feels right and timely to go back to the breathing. if you find yourself thinking a lot, see if you can shift your mode from thinking, shift your focus from thinking to sensing, letting the thinking mind become quieter so that you can be a more sensitive to the sensations. You can sense more fully, more clearly. As we come to the end of this sitting, notice now how your awareness is. What's the quality or characteristics of attention? Is it calmer than before? Or coming to the end of a long sit, is it more agitated? Is awareness settled or impatient? Does it feel contracted, tight, or spacious, relaxed? Does awareness border on being out of reach? Because the mind is more involved in thinking, reacting. Noticing how it is to be aware right now. In whatever way it is, be okay with it. But step back and know how it is. Just know how it is to be aware, with some clear knowing, clear seeing. This is how it is for me. And in knowing how you're aware, is there a little bit more peace then? A little bit more ease, relaxation? Or is it more reactive still? Whatever you discern about how you're aware, what comes along with being aware, can you feel the expression of that in your body? Feel the sensations. To be as it is, but sensing and feeling whatever way the body is activated by how you're aware. Sitting, you might want to just stay close to your body, feeling it, sensing it, to notice what shifts and changes happen in your body hearing the end, with the end of the sitting. I would venture to say that it's underappreciated how much and how emphatic mindfulness of the body is, has been in the history of Buddhist teachings and practices, and all the way back to the Buddha. He put a lot of emphasis on it. And he has places where he lists, you know, all the lots of benefits that come from doing it. And with kind of emphatic statements about how there is no maturing in this practice. It's my language, maturing, but he has all these different ways of saying this. No maturing in the practice without mindfulness of the body. And so it's one of the great things to discover. It's one of the great kind of aspects of this practice, to begin living more connected to the body and all this. And I'd encourage you to make today a day for being more connected to your body. Stay close to your body. And one way to be far from your body is to spend a lot of time thinking. And it's fascinating to watch how being pulled into the world of thought, there can be often a disconnection from the body. The body is no longer vivid, no longer here in a strong way. And what happens when you bring your attention back to your body, and what shifts for you from being in thought to not being in thought? There's so much learning in the body. It turns out the body has a wonderful capacity for processing our life in a deeper, fuller way than we could ever manage from our thinking mind, our planning mind, our engineering mind. And so to kind of trust the body, drop into it and relax. I love the expression, yielding to the body. We should have, you know, a traffic sign on the driveway at IMC that says, yield to the body. And one of the ways to do this is, as you go about your life here at IRC, is to travel about, walk around, do things at the speed of mindfulness of the body. Meaning, do things at the speed by which you would, so you can stay close to this awareness of your body. When people do things kind of fast or at ordinary kind of speeds, it's so quick that movements of the body, the walking and whatever we're doing, kind of fall back on a habit or automatic pilot, or because we know how to do it, and they become kind of sub-unconscious. But that unconscious kind of movements and things of the body becomes a easy place for preferences, attachments, reactivity, all kinds of things. Then can operate in the kind of like, you know, from the unconscious in the dark. It's kind of like the parents have left home, and so now the kids can pull all the fluffing out of the couch. When you can be in your body and be connected, then you can see better what's going on. It's a way of caring for yourself more, because you see much more likely to catch the reactivity, catch the preferences, catch the bias, all the things that go on, because you're not operating so much on the unconscious mode. And it also creates a more continuity in the practice. And one of the key aspects of doing this kind of retreat practice is to try to build continuity. And it doesn't have to be dramatic continuity, like unwavering attention to the present moment, but a continuity like, you know, through the day of tapping in, just coming back, being here, being slow enough to stay connected and mindful and aware, not just in the mind ways, but in embodied ways. There's an embodied awareness we carry with us. So how do you stay close to that? And walking meditation certainly is part of this. And one of the things that I find really nice when I do walking meditation to begin with, a few things. One is I do this global awareness like I talked about yesterday. Kind of imagine my consciousness so where it's kind of broad and wide. And even though I'm the one walking forward, I kind of imagine that the world, I'm standing still and the world is coming to me. I don't know if this works for any of you, but when I do that, my mind gets kind of much more receptive and relaxed. And then I drop my attention into my feet, and I imagine that my feet are sponges for sensations. Just as, sponges are, suck up water, I kind of imagine my feet are sucking up the sensations. I'm very receptive to it. And that little kind of little mind game of seeing it that way kind of puts me much more interested and present for the sensations as they come and go and as they get sponged up and squeezed out, I guess, or something. It's kind of fun. So maybe that's nice for you. We're going to have the start the practice discussions today. And so by now all of you should